Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, two-time Oscar winner Adrian Brody will make his Broadway debut this spring in the new play, The Fear of 13. The show premiered in the fall of 2024 at the Donmar Warehouse in London, also led by Brody, receiving two Olivier Award nominations, including Best New Play. Based on the 2015 documentary of the same name, The Fear of 13 tells the story of Nick Yaris, who was wrongfully accused of rape and murder in the early 1980s. He spent the following 22 years on death row in Pennsylvania, petitioning the court not for an appeal, but for an execution date. DNA evidence would later prove his innocence and lead to his release. The Fear of 13 will also feature film and television actress Tessa Thompson, who will be making her Broadway debut. Just last weekend, she was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for her performance in Hedda. Further casting will be announced at a later date. The play is written by Lindsay Ferrantino, who made her Broadway debut earlier this season with The Queen of Versailles. David Cromer will direct. The lead producers of The Fear of 13 are Seaview, under the leadership of Greg Noble, Wessex Grove, and Gavin Kalin Productions. Previews begin March 19th before an official opening on April 15th at the James Earl Jones Theater, currently the home of Liberation. Tickets go on sale to the general public on January 23rd at 12 noon Eastern. Visit thefearof13broadway.com. In casting news, Darren Criss and Helen J. Shen are riding off into the Soul Sunset. The pair have just set their final performance dates in the Tony-winning Maybe Happy Ending. Criss will depart on May 17th, marking the end of his second stint in the acclaimed musical. Shen will depart on February 15th. Her current standbys, Hannah Kevitt and Claire Kwan, will temporarily take over, respectively, from February 17th through April 3rd and April 5th through May 17th. Criss and Kwan's replacements will be announced at a later date. Maybe Happy Ending runs at the Belasco Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, January 11th. As expected, the post-New Year's numbers are down dramatically. The holiday season tourists are gone, and we have now reached the dead of winter. Total gross plummeted by 34% from the week before to over $34.3 million across 31 running shows. Megan Hilty twisted her neck for the final time over at Death Becomes Her, which made $1,067,958 at the L'Enfantin Theater. Betsy Wolf replaces Hilty as Madeline Ashton in the musical starting this Friday, January 16th. New play Liberation bucked the industry-wide trend and saw its numbers rise last week to the highest totals of its run so far. It grossed $639,035 at the James Earl Jones Theater and played to 85% capacity houses. You can catch it now through February 1st. And even without all the holiday crowds, eight productions were sellouts. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which currently boasts film star Tom Felton as Draco Malfoy through May 10th, led that pack with $2,648,036 made at the Lyric. Encouragingly, over 92% of all of Broadway seats were filled last week. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.